All right. Well, the starting lineups here. We're ready to go for the Warriors.
It's going to be Brandon Aird, J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, and Keon Vrell. This has been the lineup that Devin has kind of settled on here and been playing really well together. Got a great crowd on hand tonight for this wonderful traditional rivalry between these two schools 9 miles apart. Everybody turns out in force to support their school. If you've been to the Dayton gym and you think about kind of the size of the gym box itself, ignore the hallways, the restrooms, all that stuff, just the gym box. That is the same size as the gym box will be in the new Amity gym. It'll be laid out a little bit different within the box, but same idea in terms of square footage and be very nice and roomy and a lot of fun once that is done. We anticipate that gym being done around March or so of 2025. So a little ways to go, but if you've been by the campus, you get ready to pour footers for the middle school building, and they're excavating the footings for the gymnasium right now. And then, of course, this summer, things are just going to be crazy. We'll have both of those buildings going on full construction. Then we'll have the remodel going in the 65 wing and in the office area of the high school, and we'll have the parking lot all torn up, putting in the stormwater retention system on that south side. So it's going to be a crazy summer for sure around the Amity High School campus, but it's going to be a lot of fun seeing that come along and develop over the next year and a half. So the Warriors definitely outsized this game. Rosenberg probably, I'm going to say, is 6'6", and got a little bit of a football build to him, big kid. J.J. kind of brings the size for the Warriors in their starting lineup. He's about 6'3", and he's given up a solid 2 or 3 inches and probably 30 or 40 pounds to Rosenberg. We are ready to roll, folks. Amity Warrior basketball here on KLYC and Podbean. Thanks for joining us. Let's hope it's a good one. Howard and Rosenberg set to jump center. Warriors going left to right in front of me. Carton comes down with the tip. Get over to Grove. Grove surveys the court, backs it out towards the center circle. Working towards his right hand there to Carton. Carton down in the corner to Vrell, looking for the cutter through. And Rosenberg steals it, stepping in front of Aird. It's a ball to Hodges. Hodges, Rosenberg up on top, backs down, and traveled. Good defense there by Trent Carton. Rosenberg just looking to play some bully ball. He caught that ball near the top of the key, took a couple of power dribbles and just trying to back Carton down. Carton gave some ground, held a little bit, gave some more, and Rosenberg traveled. Warriors basketball on the turnover. So each team trading turnovers here on their first two possessions. Howard pops out, goes down in the right corner to Aird. Aird starts to drive, nothing there. Howard cuts through. Vrell on top with it. Takes the three. Misses this one inside. Rosenberg high for the rebound. They have to put a body on him. He's going to eat that glass up. He's a big boy. Hodges on top with it. Swings it over to Bodenhamer with it. Back out on top. It's Garrison. Garrison starts to drive. Now steps through. Tough off-balance shot. Misses that one. Carton with the inside position. Falls to the floor. Gets it back. Finds Vrell. Vrell pushes up the middle of the floor. And loses it. Trying to go to Grove. Hodges with the drive, lays it up and in. Unforced turnover there on the Warriors. Can't have those. Howard going the other way. Picks up his dribble. Grove on top for three. Little short. Inside. Knocked away from Aird by Gallagher. Push ahead down in the corner. Now they find Rosenberg down low. Tries to go reverse lay-in and does. Just took his time down there. Rosenberg makes it a 4-0 lead. for the Dayton Pirates. Grove, bounce pass in the corner to Aird, knocked away and out of bounds by Bodenhammer. Grove will inbound right corner. Warriors going left to right in front of me. I'm behind the scorer's table here in the Dayton gym. Howard takes the inbound, backs it out between his legs a couple of times. Got Garrison on him. Bad bounce pass. Gets picked off by Hodges. He'll take it in for the lay-in. Not a good pass by JJ. Cross-court, flat pass, bounce pass gets picked off by the quick Hodges. 6-0, Dayton. Burrell in the corner, high post. Aird backs down, turns, blocked by Gallagher. Hodges with it, going hard the other way. JJ cuts him off, out in the corner. Bodenhammer misses the three. Ball's loose, should be Warriors ball off of Rosenberg. Still 6-0, Dayton, 5:26 left to go, and Devin says, I need a 30. Got to talk about some things on the offensive end here. Defensively, the Warriors have been okay so far. They've given up a couple of baskets on the defensive end. The other one was a fast break that was really their offense's fault. But the Warriors find themselves down 6-0 and really haven't had a great look other than Andrew's three-point attempt. Everything else has been very contested on the offensive end. Warriors are ranked 17th in the state. And what that means is that they better find a way to get themselves in through the district tournament, because if you're outside of that top 16, you're not going to find yourself with an at-large berth. Sometimes even if you're in the top 16, you don't get that at-large. Depends on who else gets in. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Grove walks it up the floor, takes his time, surveys the court. Loses it, knocked out of bounds off of Bodenhammer. Warriors ball here on the sideline right in front of me. Grove with it, center court. Over to Carton. Carton starts to drive and blocking foul called on Bodenhammer. They call him Bodenhammer? I think so. I think that's right. Warriors trigger it in. JJ, right corner three, all by himself, buries it. That helps. JJ Howard gets a wide open three-pointer on the inbound and nails it. 6-3, Pirates with the lead. Down low, they find the cutter, Gallagher right to the rim, missed the easy one, Aird with the rebound. Boy, he doesn't get any more alone than that. And a bad pass by Aird, picked off by Bodenhammer. He drives. Grove cuts him off. Leave it for Garrison. Out to Hodges. Turn around. Mid-range jumper is good from 18 feet. He's got six, and it's 8-3. Warriors with a couple of unforced turnovers. There's almost another one. Carton somehow saves it, gets to the rim. His shot is blocked by Gallagher. Getting into the trees there with Gallagher at about 6-4. And there's an offensive foul on the other end on Rosenberg, the big kid. 8-3, Amity trails. Thanny Dyer in and Aird out. Got some subs into the game for Dayton. Number 5, Tanner Gentry checks in, replaces Rosenberg. Rosenberg looking a little out of breath and hop talking to him about playing under control, I think. He's trying to play like a point guard out there. Grove with the ball. Gives it up to Carton on top. Carton fakes right. Picks up his dribble. It's knocked away. I think that might have gone off of Trent's foot, but they give it the ball to the Warriors on that. Into the game for Dayton, number 13, Holloway. Warriors ball down 5, halfway through the first quarter. Carton loses it right through his hands. Holloway with a little bit of pressure defense, and like Trent just said, slick hands there, just right through. Hodges will bring it up. Across the center circle, works towards the right, bounce pass to Gallagher on the wing. Gentry, mid-range, misses that one. Gallagher inside with the rebound out to Hodges. Hodges surveys the court, drives baseline, tries to leave a bounce pass down low. Dyer on the floor for the loose ball. And we're going to get a blocking foul going the other way on Gentry as he cuts off Carton. Carton's looking a little frustrated. He needs to relax a little bit. He looks like he's playing a little too, assertively. He needs to settle down, play controlled, so that he can take advantage of the situation instead of forcing things. JJ trying to find Dyer on the pick and roll right through Dyer's hands. That pass had some smoke on it. And it was a kind of a straight pass as opposed to having an angle for Fanny to catch that. At the other end, Hodges with it. Up on top, picks up his dribble, swings it right side. Garrison looks at the three. Up on top to Gentry, swings left to Holloway. Holloway to Gentry on top, back over to Garrison on the right angle. Crosses over, hangs, blocked by Carton. Grove comes out of there with it, going the other way. Hodges tries to cut him off. Grove lays it up and in. Great job by Trent Carton to get the block at one end. And Grove, great hustle to come out with that loose ball and push it the other way. 8-5, Dayton on top by three. 2:45 left to go here in the first quarter. They go down low, Holloway knocked away. Gallagher gets it, hangs, misses the short jumper. Off the glass, the rebound. The Warriors. Gentry knocks the outlet pass out of bounds. The Warriors forcing way too many passes. Devin is just going to have some high blood pressure issues here about these passes. Too many bad choices out there on long passes. Dayton, an excellent defensive team. You have to know that about them. They're not a team that's just going to sit back and let you make passes. If you make a bad pass, they're going to be aggressive trying to pick it off all the time. Carton with it, drives to his left, gets to the foul line, pulls up, forced that one. Burrell tips, Carton goes high for the rebound, comes down on Gentry. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Trent. That one started, though, with kind of a forced jump shot. And then Trent missed the shot, followed it, got up high for it, but Landon came down on top of Gentry as he's coming down with the ball or trying to get to the ball. Holloway, left angle, extended, swings it over to Garrison. Garrison hands off to Hodges, tries to run a pick and roll. Garrison down low, lays it up, fouled, and scores. Lane Garrison, his first basket of the game, makes it 10-5. Conquelo coming in. Foul's going to be on Burrell. His first. Second team foul on the Warriors. JJ out. Coelho in. JJ with three of the Warriors' 5 points, but also with a couple of turnovers here early. Garrison misses. Gentry gets the long rebound. Kicks out to Holloway for three. Hits it. That is painful. You get the missed free throw. They get the offensive rebound, and Holloway buries a three. Makes it 13-5. Dyer, hands off to Coelho, Holloway up tight on him. Bounce pass, they work it over to Carton. Carton, top of the key. Directing some traffic, trying to balance the floor up a little bit. Gets a screen, crosses over, hangs, flips it off the glass too hard. Rebound, Holloway comes down with it for the Pirates. Trent had a nice move, but that up and under dipsy-doo shot, too hard, high off the glass. Back and down, out of control, and traveling is Rosenberg. Carton again, some stout low post defense, giving up about 6 inches to Rosenberg and probably 30 pounds or so, doing a good job of being strong down there. Grove, Warriors need to cut into this 8-point lead to Burrell on top. Hands off to Coelho, sets a screen for him. Now popping out to Dyer. Carton wants to drive. Hodges cuts him off. Turns the corner anyway. Gets in low. Spins. Fouled. Carton working hard down there. Gets into the chest of Rosenberg. That's his second. That's going to get Gallagher back into the game, replacing Rosenberg. 46 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Carton at the line, misses the first one. One more for the senior. Hits that one. Carton with his first point of the game. It's 13-6. 7-point lead for the Pirates. On the floor for the Warriors, Grove, Dyer, Quelo, Aird, and Grell. Warriors trap Hodges out top. Now they back off. Goes in the corner to Holloway. Back out to Gentry. On top to Hodges. Hodges looking for somebody to pop out. There's a screen from Gallagher. They double Hodges. Drive, kick to the corner. Gentry for three. Too strong. Rebound. Good job by Grove in traffic. Pushes up the left side of the floor. Hesitation dribble. Leaves it for Dyer. Lays it up and in. What a pass by Andrew Grove. Dyer with his first basket. Cuts it to 5-point game, 13-8. Warriors with three straight points, I guess, not two straight baskets. Gentry, another three. Way too strong on this one, and that is the end of the first quarter with the score. Dayton 13, Amity 8. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, Warrior fans, start of the second quarter here from Dayton High School. Your Warriors trailing the Pirates by 5, 13-8. Defensively, I think you're happy with 13. Offensively, got to do a better job. Dayton ball to start the second quarter. Get it to Hodges on the left wing. They double him. Every time he's got it, they're trying to double him. Back out on top. They try to go middle. Gallagher traveled. Drug that pivot foot. Good job by Dyer sliding over. Taking away what Gallagher wanted to do. That little hesitation. Drug that pivot foot. Warriors ball. Chance to cut into this lead. Grove. Grove played a really nice first quarter, even though he doesn't have a lot of points. Just two to show for it. Also got an assist. Did a good job of taking care of the basketball. Dyer with it on the right angle. Hands off to Aird out there. Aird drives. Kicks out. Traveled. Shuffled the feet. Trying to get the ball to Vrell. He just couldn't get it up cleanly. And his momentum caused the feet to shuffle while he's trying to make the pass. Dayton, not the most talented offensive team that Ron Hoppe has had here by any means, but one thing you know, Dayton Pirates are going to play some serious defense on you, and they are going to attack you very specifically on the offensive end. They're going to have a certain game plan that they're going to go after. High post, knocked away by Vrell and stolen, trying to go to Gallagher by the foul line. Vrell finds Dyer, back out to Grove on the right wing, drives, hangs, back out to Vrell. Vrell, top of the key with it. Leaves it for Grove, fakes the three, hesitates, drives, floater, lays it up and in. Great job. Andrew Grove slowing the game down, not trying to go too fast, waiting for the defense to commit and then taking advantage of it. Warriors double Hodges, get the ball out of his hands. Galloway leaves it. It's stolen. Bad pass to Gallagher. Here goes Grove the other way. He's going to take a little Euro step across, miss that one. Dyer jump ball with Gallagher. And he's being told to settle down by the official right now. Kind of threw a little elbow there at the end of that jump ball after the whistle had blown. I think Ron's going to get Gallagher out of this game. Nope. Thought he was. Instead, he gets Garrison out. 13-10, Warriors down three with the ball. Get it in just in time in the corner to Vrell. Vrell. On top, knocked away. Aird gets it back. Aird back out to Grove. He'll reset the offense. 23 on the shot clock. Grove looking for a screen. Steps back for three. Little strong. Long rebound. Aird goes baseline. Tries to feed Grove on the cut. Aird gets it back. Ball's loose. Aird with it again. Warriors with the ball. Lots of time. Grove drives. Poked away. Now hangs. Missed the little floater. Rebound, Rosenberg. Warriors had some opportunities there. Just couldn't capitalize. At the other end, might have been a travel. No call. And now they get the travel call. It was a little delayed, but Bodenhammer traveled. Carton in. He's going to get Grove a break, his first rest of the game. 5:41 left to go, second quarter. No fouls this quarter on either team. 13-10. Pirates on top, Warriors with the ball. Carton, right angle with it, works back towards the top of the key. Now feeds Dyer in the mid post, turns, hangs, scores! Fanny Dyer taking his time, and he just elevated over the top of Rosenberg. Rosenberg, a couple of inches of reach on him. But Dyer with the quick turn, Rosenberg never got off the ground. Size isn't everything. You got to be quick. Hodges, mid-range, pull-up, buries it from 15. He's got 8 in the game. That's the second one of those he's hit, 15-12. Carton drives, hangs, hit in the air, no call. Rosenberg with a rebound. Gets it up to Bodenhammer. Bodenhammer leaves it for Hodges. Hodges with it. Comes to screen, steps back, deep three, hits it. Wow. Austin Hodges with 11 in this first half. And that was about a 26-foot three-pointer he stepped back into. It's hard to double that. Warriors back down 6 now. Coelho fouled on the drive. Holloway with the hands. Back into the game is Garrison. He'll replace Gallagher. Warriors ball. Carton with it. Works left. Cut off by Garrison. Gets the ball over to Varell. Varell knocked away and stolen by Bodenhammer. Bodenhammer going hard the other way. Hangs. Missed the lay-in. Hodges with the rebound. His pass out on top to Holloway. Tipped. Gets it back. Holloway out of control. Throws it up and out of bounds. He just lost his balance in there. JJ coming back in. Who's he getting? Replacing Coelho. 4:18 remaining, second quarter. It's Carton, Howard, Varell, Dyer, and Aird. About as big as the Warriors can play, I think. And still have some ball handlers on the floor. Carton with the drive. Comes out the other side, lays it up and in! I think he just caught Rosenberg by surprise that he actually shot that ball. He's got 3 points back to a 4-point game. Grove will check in at the next dead ball. 3:50 and counting here. Hodges fumbles it, aired up on him. Hodges gets it back. Kicks it over to Garrison in the right corner. Down low, Rosenberg. They double him out to Garrison. They play catch. Rosenberg spins baseline. Blocked from behind by Howard. Controlled by Aird, but he was out of bounds. Great job by JJ to be patient on that block. Grove in, Varell out. Three and 38 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Warriors down 4. Hodges on top to Garrison. Aired on him. Warriors in man-to-man defense. There's a little push off by Garrison. Gets away with it. Now drives. Stripped by JJ. JJ going the other way. Slows it down top of the key. Backs it out. Good decision. Over to Carton. Fakes the three. Left corner three for Grove. No good. Rebound tipped out of there, and Rosenberg chases it down, going hard the other way. Kicks it back out to Holloway. Holloway drives, scoops out of control, and bailed out by Carton. They're going to get 2 shots. Holloway with no reasonable shot there, but drew contact. And Brandon Aird took a shot to the eye. Devin not happy that somehow that happened and there wasn't a foul called. Coelho coming in. Amanda Grove going to tend to Brandon Aird's eye. Looks like maybe a little bit of blood on it, but there should be something they can get stopped. 18-14 still. Holloway at the foul line hits the first one. He's got 4 here in the first half. Second one. Misses that one. Rebound. Rosenberg lays it up and in. Just too big. Carton couldn't box him out. Giving up about 6 inches of height, maybe 8 inches of reach. Rosenberg's a big guy. Grove drives, bounce pass to Dyer, hangs and scores. Job by Thanny. Great pass, Andrew Grove. He has really picked his passing up here in the second half of this season. 5-point game, 21-16. Warriors have been within three here in this second quarter. Holloway on the cut. We're going to get a foul before the shot. Foul's going to be on Carton. I think that's his second team foul on the Warriors also. Vrell in. Vrell, Quelo, Howard, Grove, and Dyer on the floor for the Warriors. Garrison gets it into Hodges, hangs inside the foul line, misses that one. Grove high for the rebound. And he is fouled on the reach in from behind. I think that's going to be Garrison. Nope, they're going to call it on. Yeah, it's got to be Garrison. No? Three. There's no three. He was down here. They're not that fast. I think he called that on the wrong guy. Oh, well. So the foul goes to Salas, who wasn't anywhere near the play. Grove with the ball, leaves it for Vrell, popping out. Back to Vrell, or back to Grove on top. Grove crosses over, attacking, backing off. Vrell, deep three, buries it. Great shot by Keon Vrell. Confident, good-looking stroke, cuts it to two with 2:05 left to go here in the first half. 21-19. Pirates up. Both teams with two fouls, so nobody close to the five shot for the five foul bonus. Rosenberg, Bodenhammer misses the three. Inside, ball's loose. Still loose, out on top. Garrison drives, hangs from 12, misses that. Vrell high for the rebound. I thought it was Quelo, it was Vrell. They all cut their hair, so it's hard to tell some of them apart from a distance now. On top, Grove. Works towards the right angle, sends JJ through, gets a screen from Dyer. Back to Dyer, hangs, fouled, no call. Oh, my goodness. Got to go up strong. Dyer anticipating the contact, couldn't draw the foul because he faded away. Hodges blocked by Grove. Rosenberg down low, stripped away from him, off of the Warriors and out of bounds. 1:17 left to go, second quarter, still 21-19. Coming into the game. Going to be Oyua, replaces Dyer. Good minutes from Thanny Dyer. He's got 6 points. Should have eight if he had gone up strong on that last one. Hodges in the corner. Salas out on top. Bodenhammer. Bodenhammer trying to dribble on JJ. We're going to get a blocking foul on JJ. Little too aggressive out there for no reason. First foul on JJ. Third team foul on the Warriors. 1:10 left to go, first half. Salas inbounds here to our left by the end of the Warrior bench. To Hodges. Hodges with 11, leading all scorers by a bunch. Drives, kicks. Bodenhammer fakes the three. Drives, traveled, got away with it. Rosenberg with the lay-in. Assist from Bodenhammer. Back to a 4-point game, under a minute to go now in the first half. Grove works left. Turns the corner, hangs, banks, scores, offensive foul. No basket. Great drive by Andrew Grove. Picks up his first foul, though. A little too aggressive. Still a 4-point game, 44 seconds left to go first half. Grove had that basket on the drive. Tough drive in traffic. Salas did a good job, apparently, of getting over and setting his feet. Hodges stripped away. Oyua comes out of there with it. I think Vrell had the strip. Grove with the ball. Devin says, I want one shot with a 4-point game. 23 seconds to go. Shot clock off. Down to 20. Grove backs it out. Over to Quelo on the right wing. Quelo back to Vrell, or to Grove on top. Drives, kicks, and throws it away. First real mistake Andrew's made this half. And Devin's not going to be happy because you had 8.5 seconds left on the clock and he wanted one shot. I think they went too soon on that and weren't patient enough. Dayton wasn't really extending it. JJ's going to foul Hodges at the other end on a 3-point shot. That was a tough, contested 3-point shot. And J.J. came across trying to block it and fouls Hodges with 2.9 seconds. And that's quite the swing, folks. At one end, you don't get a shot off, and you were taking it too early anyway. And at the other end, you foul a guy shooting a three-pointer. Hodges misses the first one. So some poor basketball IQ there for the Warriors in the last 8 seconds of the quarter. Hodges misses two. I don't think Boston Hodges is that bad of a free throw shooter usually. 2.9 seconds left to go second quarter. One more for Hodges. Warriors down four. Hodges makes the third one. Warriors down five. Grove to half court. Lets it rip off the top of the backboard. Warriors were down five after one quarter. They're still down five as both teams score 11 points there in that second quarter. It's 24-19 in favor of the Dayton Pirates. Boston Hodges leading the way for the Pirates with 12 points. Rosenberg with six for them. For the Warriors, Dyer with six, Grove with four, Burrell and Carton and Howard all have three each. All right, that's it for the first half wrap-up. We're going to take a break here, throw some music your way, and we'll be back, in about 7 or 8 minutes to get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, and Podbean. We'll be back. All right, welcome back, Warrior fans. Dayton High School, this is Jeff Clark. Halftime here of the boys' varsity game, about 45 seconds of halftime left. Your Warriors trailing the Pirates 24-19. They had a couple of chances to really make this a closer game. They struggled with some, kind of just some basketball IQ mistakes. Ill-advised passes and some shots that didn't need to be taken and a couple of fouls that didn't need to be committed, but some resiliency showed there in that first half. They were down by 8, 13-5 in the first quarter. They scored the last 3 points to cut it to 13-8 and then had it 21-19 with about a minute to go in the first half. Dayton scored the last 3 points, make it a five-point lead, but the Warriors were right there. So we'll see if they can bounce back here, put a little run on to start this third quarter. And this has been traditionally the strength of the Dayton team are the halftime adjustments Ron Hopp makes. They come out, they attack you a little differently on both ends of the floor and make you have to adjust to them. Hodges, Gallagher down low, ball knocked away from Rosenberg. He gets it back out on top. Hodges, they double him again, throws it away. Picked off by Aird. Aird weaving his way up the middle of the floor, still going. Picks it up to Burrell. Burrell, spot up three. Little strong. He thought about it. He wanted to shoot it and then thought no, and then thought, oh, there's nobody on me. Never really got into a good rhythm there. Underneath, Rosenberg misses that one. Good defense there by Dyer and Howard on the floor together. Carton on the bench here to start the third quarter. Warriors going with some length inside. Warriors with the ball. Aired on top. Bounce pass to Vrell. Three. No good. Little strong. That one was right in rhythm. It's a good shot. Devin's got to like that wide open three-point look. You just got to make them. Gallagher tries to go down low. Stolen by Aird. They're big guys. They want to run a lot of high-low stuff, but they're just not a good passing or catching team inside the paint. The big guys are big, but they don't have great hands. And they don't have great footwork either. They're very kind of slow and awkward. Dyer to Aird on top. But Burrell, he'll take another three. This one looks good. Oh, my goodness. The distance was good, but he was wide right. 0 for 3 this quarter for Keon Burrell from three-point range. All of them in the same spot of the floor, basically. Still 24-19, minute and a half gone of the third quarter. Gallagher down low, lays it up and in on the cut. He went from high cut to low across the key, and he gets his first basket of the game. Warriors are down seven. They've had some good looks here in this quarter. Haven't been able to convert on anything on the offensive end. Grove hesitates. Over to Howard. Howard leaves it for Burrell again. Keon on top to Dyer. hooks it inside, knocked away. Aird gets it back. He'll take a three. No good. Howard misses. He's fouled. He tried to alley-oop that up and in. JJ just come down with the ball and lay it up and in, big guy. So Howard will go to the line to shoot two. Devin's sketching something up on the whiteboard for Keon and Andrew to take a look at. At the line, JJ trying to cut into the 7-point lead. Makes the first one. 4 points in the game for JJ. Gallagher out, Holloway in. They're a better team with Holloway on the floor. Ron Hopp didn't wait very long to make that substitution just over 2 minutes into the quarter. JJ gets them both. Five in the game for Howard. Warriors back within five, 26-21. 5:50 and counting to go third quarter. Hodges over to Holloway. Holloway swings it to Garrison. Garrison drives, hangs, finger rolls, no good. Vrell strong with the rebound in traffic. Ahead to JJ on the left side. Over to Dyer. Dyer hesitates. Lays it up and in. Gathered himself nicely. He's got eight in the game. Leading scorer for the Warriors. Warriors back within three now. Hodges leaves it for Bodenhammer. Bodenhammer looks inside. Goes high post. Back out. Holloway for three. No good. Rebound tipped out by Dyer. Just trying to knock it away from Rosenberg, who had some good position there. That was a good play by Dyer. He wasn't going to get that rebound, but he did do a good job of preventing the offensive board putback by Rosenberg. Now they lob to Rosenberg, tipped off of Rosenberg, saves it. Holloway fakes the three, might have traveled. Bodenhammer for three from the left corner, hits it. Good ball movement by Dayton. All started with a good hustle play by Rosenberg to recover that ball. Grove. Bounce pass to JJ. He's probably fouled. No call. Ball's loose. Rosenberg chases it down. Lays it up and in. He's got eight. 31-28. Warriors down eight now. Give up a couple of baskets in a row for 5 points. Burrell, mid-range. Back out to Aird on the right angle. Aird leaves it for Grove. Grove works towards the top of the key. Now drives. Scoops. Lays it up, came up short. Bodenhammer pushes ahead to Holloway. Back to Bodenhammer on the right angle. Finds Rosenberg, top of the key, works his way down. He's fouled by, I think, JJ. I mean, Rosenberg doesn't do anything quick. Everything's kind of in slow motion, lumbering, but he's big. Give you a point of reference. If Reagan was playing this year, they'd probably be about the same thickness, but this kid's about 6'6". So a couple inches taller than Reagan and kind of built like him. Thick lower body. Just tough to deal with in that paint. Third foul on JJ. Into the game, Coelho. And one out of two for Rosenberg. He's got nine in the game. Hodges has 12. That's their scoring basically right there. And a timeout taken by Devin. It's now a 9-point game for the Warriors. 4:03 left to go, third quarter. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break and be back in just a minute here on KLYC. 4:03 left to go, third quarter, 32-23. The Pirates lead the Warriors. One team foul on both squads. Warriors tonight getting 8 points from Thanny Dyer so far to lead all scorers. Howard has five, but JJ on the bench with three fouls now. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Dyer, Vrell, Aird, Coelho, and Grove. For Dayton, it's Hodges, Garrison, Holloway, Rosenberg, and Bodenhammer. Coelho with it. Dyer swings at right angle. Vrell harassed by Holloway. Hands off to Aird. Turns a corner. Gets in deep. Back out to Grove. Grove drives. Hangs. Lays it up with the left hand and in. Job by Andrew. He's got six in the game. Cuts it back to seven. Need a stop here now if you're the Warriors. Hodges on top. Out by the center circle with it. Bodenhammer on the left angle. Looks inside. Down low. Rosenberg drives, hangs, scores, fouled. Dyer let him get the baseline, and Rosenberg took advantage of it. He's got 11 in the game. He get a chance for a three-point play. Rosenberg, very mechanical, just uses that body to bully you. Aired out. Carton in. Warriors could use some scoring here. Maybe Trent can give him a little lift. Rosenberg gets a free throw. It's 2 out of 3 from the line. He's got 12 points in the game. Tied for Hodges as the leading scorer. Grove poked away, gets it back, and then he is fouled by Garrison. Not a smart foul by Garrison. Grove was right at the half-court line. Garrison just bodies him and knocks him on the ground. Warriors ball, just the second team foul on the Pirates. Ron Hop wants a timeout. I think it's going to be a 30. We'll stay right here. So why would Ron Hoff want the timeout here? What's he talking about? See if I can figure out. What it is that he's emphasizing here. It's on the defensive end. I'm not sure what it is that he wants, but definitely emphasizing something about their defensive approach. Now he has a little extra conversation with Garrison. And Ron listens to Garrison explain something to him, and Garrison starts to say something, and Hop just turns away. Like, just go do what I told you to do type of attitude. We've all been there as coaches. Grove with the ball. Warriors down 10. Kicks. Carton, left corner three. Buries it just like that. Excellent design there by Devin McShane in the timeout. They get the wide open look on the drive and kick along the baseline by Grove. Cuts it back to 7. Warriors need to get some stops here. They were last time they were down 7 was the last time down the floor. They gave up a three-point play. Rosenberg working against Carton. Turns baseline, hangs, misses. Gets it back, puts it up, and foul. The foul is going to be on Dyer. So they got him on the head there. Rosenberg missed the first one. The Warriors don't get him boxed out. He goes right back up, grabs it, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. He's just a lot for the Warriors to handle down low. This is the free throw. Carton gets the rebound. Garrison over the back. And Garrison appealing to his coach, saying, I was straight up. And both coaches are looking at him going, no, you weren't. It's like, I think Ron Hopps about had it with his player. Like, just go out and play basketball. Garrison complaining every time about something. I think his coach is just about done with him. Grove, top of the key, gets an isolation on Rosenberg. Offensive foul going to be called on Oyua, trying to hold position on Garrison. Devin trying to get an explanation, and the official won't even give him eye contact. Now he says he wrapped his arm around him. He hooked him with his left arm, he says. All right, here we go. Warriors up, down 9, 37-28. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Need to get some stops on the defensive end. Hasn't happened for a while. Rosenberg goes baseline, gets way underneath, steps back, lays it up and in. Again, the Warriors let him go to his left hand along the baseline, and Devin's out of answers. Like, look, I've told you guys. Warriors are going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. But I don't know what else Devin can tell him. It doesn't matter who he's got on him. They keep letting him get to the baseline. And he's just too big down there. You have to turn him back to the middle where there's help. There's kind of some defensive principles that are universal. If the post player in the low post, if that player is too much for you to handle, you cannot let him turn to the baseline because he's going to get you pinned on his hip and his left shoulder or his right shoulder, whatever, his lane side shoulder, and you're just going to be done because you're not big enough to get up and challenge the shot. You have to take away that baseline, turn him to the middle, and bring the help defense. And the Warriors, that's three times in a row they've allowed Rosenberg to go baseline on them. And it's resulted in three baskets and a free throw. Warriors with the ball, down 11. Grove misses the three. Quayle with the long rebound. Back out to Carton. Carton on top, Quayle. Vrell over to Grove for three. No good. Wide right. Rebound. There's a foul on Oyua trying to get the ball before Holloway could get it. That is the fifth foul on the Warriors. That should be free throws. And the officials are really slow to notice this. Ron Hopp's telling them. And if there are five fouls, they should have Galloway on the line, or Holloway on the line, to shoot two free throws. 39-28. This one's slipping away from the Warriors here this quarter. They had it down to three, but Ron Hopp just feeding his big guy down low. Holloway hits the first one. JJ coming in with three fouls. Nice goes out with two. 1:52 remaining third quarter. First one good for Holloway. Second one also good. Three out of four from the line. Warriors now down 13. Largest lead of the game for the Pirates. Grove gives the ball to JJ out on top. Howard tries to go back door. It's kicked by Rosenberg. Ron Hopp wanted to know if he threw it off his leg. So the difference is if you don't move your leg and they throw the ball off of your foot or off your leg, it's not a kick. You have to actually move your leg for it to be a kick, and that's what Ron was asking for. Carton with the drive. Hangs and scores on the right side with a lay-in. Trent cuts it to 11. Warriors, minute and a half to go, third quarter. Need some defensive stands. Try to cut this back to single digits here going into the fourth. Garrison gives it up to Hodges. Hasn't done much this quarter. Try to go cross court along the lane, and it's knocked away and off the hands of Gallagher. Out of bounds, Warriors ball. They force that pass across the key. To Ron Hopp talking to his player, saying, why did you try to make that pass? Bad things happen when you force bad passes. Grove hooks it to Carton in the corner. Three-pointer. Good! Trent Carton's on fire, folks. He's come off the bench. He's got 8 points in this quarter, and it's a good thing because the Warriors only have 14 in the quarter. Trent lighting it up, cuts it to eight. Hit two threes this quarter. Down low, knocked away by JJ out of bounds, trying to feed Gallagher. They put Rosenberg on the bench to give him a break, saving for the fourth quarter. Gallagher out. Not having a good stretch there. They bring Salas in, so they go small now. See if the Warriors can exploit that. They lob in. There's a drive. Turns, shoots, misses. Rebound, Quayle. That was Bodenhammer with the miss. Warriors down 8, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Grove in the center circle. Hodges on him. You got to be careful there. Hodges is a very good defender, man-to-man. Try to feed JJ. Bad pass by Andrew. Oh, we're going to get a foul called. Oh, okay. Well, that bails the Warriors out there because Andrew's pass was low and unreachable for JJ. They're going to say there's a push in the back. 18.3 left. It's fun sitting this close to Ron Hopp, listening to all his commentary here. Andrew. Going to draw a foul on Bodenhammer as JJ trying to get free. Bodenhammer holding him right in front of the official. That's a fifth foul on Dayton. That'll put JJ on the line to shoot two. Bodenhammer with four comes out of the game, and he is hot. The official says, you can't leave the game yet.
Is that a technical? Isn't that a technical for entering the game?
Yeah, I am asking the wrong guy, aren't I?
He entered the game without being waved in. Technically, you can call it technical on that.
JJ at the line hits the first one. JJ was six in the game. Now Rosenberg in and Bodenhammer out. JJ with one more. Chance to cut it to six. And he does. Four out of four from the line for the big guy. Warriors back within six, 41-35, 15 seconds. Hodges with the ball. Third quarter action here. Hodges dribbling, gets a screen. Tries to go inside, knocked away. Carton is fouled. Trying to come up with a loose ball. Salas takes him out. Carton going to the line to shoot two. Great hustle. The Warriors double Hodges. Get a deflection on his pass. The ball was up in the air. And Carton beat Salas to the ball. Salas took him out. Salas, I guess. Great hustle by the Warriors defensively. Trent Carton had 8 points off the bench here in the third quarter. And with 5 seconds to go, he's at the line for two. Misses the first one. Trent, one for three from the line tonight. It's about the only thing that hasn't gone well for him here in this quarter. Makes the second one. Down to a 5-point game again. 4 seconds. Garrison pulls up for three. No good, in and out. And we go to the fourth with the Warriors down 41-36. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Podbean. We'll be right back. All right, as we get ready for fourth quarter action here from Dayton High School, it's a good one, folks. The Warriors were down 41-28 by 13 points, I believe, and scored the last 8 points of the quarter to cut it to five. On the floor for the Warriors, it is Carton, Grove, Howard, Quelo, and Vrell. Warriors with the ball. Grove, bounce pass to JJ. Pulls up mid-range. Traveled. Shuffled the feet. Got to take that one more dribble to get yourself set. Instead, he slid that pivot foot to pull up and missed it. Or didn't miss it, but he got the travel. Salas on the wing. Back out to Hodges. Feeds Rosenberg in the middle. Turns off balance. Missed that one. Rebound tip, tip. And Grove comes down with it. Good defense by the Warriors. One of the things, when a kid is that big, you don't get a lot of touch fouls called. The other end, Carton misses the three. They have a little heat check there for Trent. I like it, though, because they weren't guarding him. Would have liked to have seen him take one dribble into the shot, though. Dyer coming in next dead ball. Salas on the right wing. On top, Rosenberg swings it to Hodges, left angle. Back to Rosenberg. Dribbles. Fouled before the shot. Good job by Quelo to come across, make that contact before the shot attempt. Dayton will inbound. Aird also back in. Quelo out and Vrell out. So Aird, Dyer, Howard, Carton, and Grove. They feed Rosenberg down low. He bullies, misses. Dyer with a rebound. Good job by JJ. Trying to hold his position. At least made it hard for Rosenberg. Rosenberg's tough to deal with down there, folks. Grove works left. Gets in deep. Tried to leave it for Dyer. Got knocked away from behind, I think, by Garrison. Steal for Dayton. At the other end, Hodges skips it over to Salas. Drives baseline. Hangs. Fouled by Carton. Got a piece of the arm. Tried to block it. So Salas will go and shoot two. Foul on Carton is his fourth. They're going to get Trent out so that he doesn't pick up his fifth foul. He's pleading to stay in. Devin, like, nope, too valuable. I need you to later in the game. First one by Salas, good. His first point of the game, Emilio Salas, a senior. Misses the second one. JJ skies for the rebound. Warriors with the ball. Down six. Grove. Bounce pass to Dyer. Hangs. Fouled. No offensive. Salas draws his second charge of the game. Great pass from Grove. And as always, a Ron Hopp coach defense does a great job of taking charges. You get there, you get your feet planted, and you stay there and let that contact come to you. Down six, the Warriors on defense. Rosenberg on the baseline. Little jump shot drops that in. Well, that's, you're not going to stop that. You just have to hope he can't hit it. Warriors down eight. Offensive foul at the other end. That was a touchy call. This guy hasn't blown his whistle all night. Calls aired for pushing off. Warriors down eight. 6:11 left to go in the fourth quarter. Devin checking on how many timeouts he's got left. Trying to manage this game, figure out how to get some stops on the defensive end. Skip pass over to Hodges. Hodges on the right wing with it. Goes in the corner to Halloway for three. No good. Rebound. Quelo, great job boarding there on the weak side. Works his way up the middle of the floor to Grove. Let's Grove take over the offense. Warriors down eight. Haven't scored this quarter. Dyer pops out. Over to Quelo. Weak side. Gets down low. Nothing there. Back out to Dyer. Dyer traveled. Got away with it. Howard for three. No good. Dyer knocks it loose. Saves it. Quelo with the ball. Aired with the ball. At the Grove for three. No good. Rebound Salas. Knocked away by Grove. Aired with it. In the corner. Quelo for three. No good. Rebound Garrison. Warriors had three opportunities there. Long pass ahead to Holloway. Misses the shot. Rebound up and in by Rosenberg. Warriors just no answer for the big guy inside. Back to a 10-point lead. 5:05 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors missing some golden opportunities on the offensive end. This game should be closer. Howard on top. Quelo back to Howard. JJ working on Rosenberg. Gives it up to Grove. Quelo on top. Swings to Aird with 9 seconds. Aird might have traveled. No call. Rosenberg with the rebound inside on the Aird miss. Long pass ahead. Garrison challenged by JJ. Blocked it. And Holloway tips it up and in on the rebound and draws the foul. Warriors just getting out hustled. Foul on Grove. Carton coming in. It's do or die time for the Warriors on the offensive end. They need Carton with his 4 fouls in the game. He's going to get Quelo out. Warriors just cannot score this quarter. It's a 7-0 quarter right now for the Pirates. It's a 5-point game after one, after two, and after three. And now it is 12. Make it 13 as Holloway hits another free throw. 4:32 left to go in the fourth quarter. This is a full timeout. .432 remaining in this one. 49-36. The Dayton Pirates on top. Tied for their biggest lead of the game at 13. Grove out on top to Dyer. Hands off to Varell. Varell, Garrison cuts him off. Gets it to JJ. JJ running the weave to Carton. Carton steps back. Gives it to Dyer. Over to Grove. Gets a screen. Tries to drive. Gives it to Carton. Carton's going to shoot this one. Nope. On top to Grove. Spins. Hangs. Blocked by Rosenberg. Andrew, discretion is the better part of valor. And it's not a good use of discretion to try to go one-on-one spinning into the chest of the biggest guy on the floor when you're the shortest guy on the floor. Three-pointer at the other end by Salas is good. And this one pretty much over, but the celebrating for Dayton with 3.5 to go. Warriors down 16. Carton drives hard, misses the lay-in, couldn't get it to go. Garrison going the other way. Hangs, lays it up and in. Lane Garrison, 4 points in the game. This one's going to look like a blowout afterwards. It's going to be a timeout taken by the Warriors. But it was a 5-point game after each quarter. The Warriors just cannot get anything going offensively. They have not scored in 4 minutes and 42 seconds of this fourth quarter. And they've had some opportunities. A number of open threes, some drives, just have not been able to get anything going. One of those games. It happens sometimes. And, you know, credit to Dayton, they're a good defensive team. They're going to make it hard on you. You just have to continue to execute, and you got to make open shots when they're there. And the Warriors in this fourth quarter have not made open shots. I would say just on a rough count, I would say in this quarter, the Warriors have missed three open threes. And I'm trying to think, maybe two shots at the rim. Everything else, maybe one shot at the rim. Everything else has been very contested by Dayton. 54-36, Dayton on top by 18 as they've outscored the Warriors in this quarter 13-0. On top, Dyer backs his way down, turns, tries to feed Carton, and the ball is loose. Colt Garrison comes out of there with it. Garrison going the other way, attacks with the left hand, leaves it for Rosenberg, who scores. Garrison, I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, but it ended up being a great pass over the right shoulder to Rosenberg for the lay-in. Rosenberg, to credit to him, big guy out running the floor. And Garrison rewards him. At the other end, Vrell banks in a three. I don't know if I heard that bank call or not, but we'll take it. 56-39. Garrison did a good job of rewarding Rosenberg for running the floor by getting him the ball for the lay-in. That's what you're supposed to do when the big guy runs. Garrison spins his way, steps through, lays it up, misses that one. Great move by Garrison, everything but the finish. Out in front, Grove attacks. Blocking foul on Salas. Grove will shoot two. 2:16 left to go here in the fourth. It's 56-39. The problem is when you play Dayton, if you get behind by, you know, double digits or so, 8-10 points, you are going to have very little chance of coming back in the last few minutes of a game against them. They're going to take care of the basketball. They're going to rebound well, play good defense, and you're just going to have a really hard time getting any easy baskets against this defense. But this is not, don't be mistaken here, this is, Grove misses a pair. That's kind of rough. This is not a Dayton Pirates team that is going to challenge for a state title. They are not at that level this year. they're a playoff team for sure. They're going to get a home court in the first round of the state playoffs. But they are a vulnerable team in a lot of ways. Rosenberg drives, misses in traffic. Salas gets it back. Rosenberg lays it up and in. He has 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 23, 24 points in the game. And everything right at the rim. The furthest out he has taken a shot has been about 6 feet on the baseline. Carton, lots of dribbling, leaves it for Grove, attacks the rim, knocked away, fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Minute 30 to go in this one. Warriors down 19. Salas picks up his fourth foul. At the line, Grove misses another foul shot. Andrew, 0 for 3 from the line tonight. Well, the Warriors took the Pirates to overtime in Amity. Couldn't capitalize there. Grove hits the second one. This time, Warriors within five as we start the fourth quarter and just get boat raced here in the fourth. Hodges with it, running the clock down, a minute 20 to go. Drives, gets inside the foul line, kicks out in the corner. Bodenhammer down low, and a lay-in and a foul for Rosenberg, give him 26 in the game. This is how you use a big guy, folks. Ron Hopp has taken a kid that has limited basketball skill set and has given him a chance to be a dominant low post player by how they feed him. At the other end, Carton for three. A little long. Rebound aired. Back over to Burrell. He hits a three. That's good to see. Keon needs to see that ball go in. They need him to shoot better going forward. Burrell knocks the ball away. Gallagher with it. Rosenberg posting down low. They get the ball back out to Hodges. 50 seconds and counting to go in this one. Warriors down by 18. Amity with just 7 points in this fourth quarter. Down low, Rosenberg turns, knocked away. Gallagher saves it. Carton picks up his fifth foul, reaching in. That'll put Gallagher on the line to shoot two. And Carton fouls out of the game. Carton gave the Warriors some hope. They were down 13 when he got into the game in the third quarter. He gave them 8 points in that third quarter. No, 9 points in the third quarter. He ends up with 12 in the game. Got them back into it. They were down 5 headed into the fourth. I wouldn't say they had momentum, but they were in the game. And then Dayton happened here in the fourth. Gallagher misses the free throw. Hodges had all 12 of his points in the first half. Rosenberg had 8 in the first half. And I think he has 27 in the game now. So they just made a commitment to absolutely feeding the big guy. The other end, Coelho gets the driving lay-in. And a foul. Gallagher had missed a pair of foul shots. Coelho picks up the foul with 22 seconds to go, down 16 his second. So the Warriors take it onto the chin in the fourth. Can't rebound to come back. They got down, they're down 5. Dayton extended it to 10, and it was kind of do or die time for the Warriors, and they just could not find the bottom of the basket. Bodenhammer misses one, makes one, going the other way. Aird pulls up for 3. No good. Rebound tip. Bodenhammer with the rebound. And that's it, folks. Hodges can dribble it out. A big fourth quarter for Dayton. They outscore Amity 21-9 in the fourth quarter. And they take the season series 2-0. And basically all but clinch a league title. They're now 8-0 in league, 14-6 overall. The Warriors dropped to 4-4 in league, 9-11 overall. For the Warriors tonight, Trent Carden leads the way with 12 points. Andrew Keon Burrell with 9. Andrew Grove with 7. Dyer with 8. Howard with 7. And Coelho with a basket for 2. Rosenberg had those 8 in the first half. And then 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 27 total. So 19 in the second half for Rosenberg. Hodges had 12. Holloway with 9 for the Pirates. All right, that's it for this game. We got 15 minutes between games here. The girls' varsity action coming your way. I'll be back in about probably 10 minutes or so, and we will start a new Podbean for that game. So make sure you log back into Podbean here in about 10 minutes. There will be a new Podbean starting. So if you're on KLYC, you can just hang in there and listen to some music, or don't listen to music. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Final score, Amity got 45. Dayton, unfortunately, had 62. Warriors lose this one by 17. We'll be back in a few minutes with girls basketball.